You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Continuing on with the five Islamic lies. Lie number one, that Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, that Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, that Allah is another name for God. Lie number four, that Jesus Christ to the Muslims is the same as Jesus Christ to the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. If you've been listening to these by now, you should have these five lies memorized. So we're going to continue on with this. This is number 19 in a series on the five Islamic lies. And again, I want to point out that I don't hate Muslims. Muslims, like everybody else on the face of the earth, is created in God's image. We should love our brothers, not hate them. But the problem is the Muslims hate us and they want to kill us. So we have to bring the Muslims to the Lord before they kill us and bring us to the sword. So when an angel appeared before Hagar, Ishmael's mother, he told her that her son would become a wild man, basically an ass, and that he would fight with his brethren. You can read that in Genesis 16:12. Let me read that for you. It says that he shall be a wild man, his hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. Boy, if that doesn't describe Islam, it's a wild ass of a man. And so Islam fights with the pagans. Islam fights with the blacks. Islam fights with the Buddhists. Islam fights with the Hindus. Then it fights with Jews and Christians. When there's nobody else to fight with, then the Muslims fight with each other. Just look at the Iran war from a few decades ago. Islam worships a war god. You'll see the sword on the Saudi flag and the Muslim blind obsession with war that never ends. They have a bloodlust. Muslims believe that on the Day of Judgment, there's going to be a final battle between the Muslims and everyone else. And the Muslims will kill every Jew on the face of the earth, not just in Israel, everywhere. And on that day, some Jews will try and evade death, and they'll hide between the rocks and the trees. And Allah will give mulse to the rocks and the trees, and they'll cry out to the Muslim pursuers, "There's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him." And Muslims are not going to disagree with this. If they're honest, they're not going to lie about it. On the Day of Judgment, Muslims know that every Jew and Christian must die according to the Quran. So, you see, they worship a war god. We talked on the previous show about how the lie, Allah Akbar, the media tells us it means God is great. That's a lie. Akbar means greater. And greater than who? Greater than what? Just like Satan claimed that he was greater than God, the Muslims and all followers of Islam, when they go to blow themselves up, chop the heads off Christians, Jews, or anybody else, they scream Allah Akbar. They're screaming Allah is greater. It means greater than God. Who is it that this Allah that they worship? It's Satan. He's the one that claims he's greater than God. Bring him to the Lord before they bring you to the sword. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.